Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to HCR Golden Vibes. It's Henry Turner Jr., your musical host, right here on the radio, and bringing you some cool vibes and some good information. Winding down the tour season, but focusing on the Belle of Baton Rouge. Every Thursday night, Henry Turner Jr.'s listening room. Lots of great cool talent coming up over the winter session, so be ready. Hey, let's get the show started. I'm going to give you some Diego just to warm you up before we get all the way.
Could I get a small moment of silence for this chronic break? He said, would I be without my sunshine?
Take me to your sunshine, show me to your sunshine. Oh baby, walk me to your sunshine, the best of sunshine that I ever had. Walk me to your sunshine.
A sunshine come in a bag, a sunshine come by the pound. Sunshine joys take away my rain and my clouds. What else can I say? I always self-medicate. Oh, would you marry me, Miss Mary Jane? She always there to help me ease my pain. She never leave my side. I love the way she kissed me, how she play with my mind. Where would I be without my baby? Got me stuck on my ways. If she loved me good or bad, she don't want me to change. She my sunshine. She needs such a pretty lady, baby, for that fat. A perfume, I can smell it through the Ziploc bag. No, I hate the jealous type, so I don't get mad. When I caught a tongue kissing that. So the only mama ain't a cuss, but she don't understand. I would know a sunshine if it went all my plans. Say she loved me just the way I am, the way I plant her seeds and work these digitals in triple beams, taking me to the sunshine.
Thank you. That's some Diego right here on the radio. That's sunshine. That's some backup sunshine by Diego. Hey, let's go to the phone lines. Let's bring in two of my favorite people. Let's go get Marsha Groff and Janisa Nelson. Welcome to the show. Hey, ladies, welcome to the show.
Hi.
So how are you ladies tonight? Everybody good?
Everybody's cool. I'm cool. How are you?
Good. So, Marsha, you there?
Yeah, and Bradley's actually here with me, who is Tolpin the Terrific.
Hello. How you doing tonight, Henry Jr.?
Good, Tolpin. How are you? We really enjoyed your visit to the listening room last week. It was really wild.
We're over there at the Bell in Baton Rouge. I had the opportunity to come in and listen to you and the band perform in the listening room, and both a little bit before you went on to stage and between sets, I had the opportunity to perform some close-up magic. I had a variety of patrons there to see you that enjoyed a bit of close-up magic. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was. So what can we expect from you this Thursday? I know you're going to show up on Thanksgiving. Besides eating some turkey, what can we expect from you?
I think that the audience members will enjoy seeing some sleight of hand. I will be performing some sleight of hand magic, and as well as several other routines that are really suitable to table magic, and I'll move around during the breaks in the music and share with the patrons a variety of tricks that will come straight out of my pockets. Everything will be in or near my pockets. I won't be bringing any big trunks or any big shows. It's a show and show.
We're talking some pocket magic.
Out of pocket magic, actually. Go ahead, Henry.
So, Tolpin, let me ask you this question. So, where are you from, man, and how did you get into this stuff? How did you get into the magic? Where are you from?
I'm in from St. Louis, Missouri.
Born and raised St. Louis?
Born in St. Louis, spent my childhood there, and then went away to college at the University of Missouri, known as Mizzou all around the world, in Columbia, Missouri. And at Columbia, Missouri, at Mizzou, I got a degree in speech and dramatic art, emphasis in radio, television, and film, and multimedia. And from there, I went out to Los Angeles. I spent about 7 years out in L.A. working on an entertainment career and appearing in a variety of productions on and off screen, on stage, etc. And then when I returned to St. Louis, I ended up spending 13 years behind the scenes before returning to what I love, which is performing. And I had the opportunity to hook up with a great organization called Abracadabra. And I was blessed to be taken under the wing and have a mentor, a gentleman who goes by Presto the Magician, Jeff Lufton. And so for the last year and a half, I've taken my acting skills and become a top-notch magician in my own right.
Way cool, man. Well, I saw you in action, so I know you're good.
I'm okay.
Hey, we want to welcome you to the show, man, seriously. And want to welcome you to Louisiana, because I understand it's your first time in Louisiana. Am I right?
Yes. This is my first time in Louisiana. The only other time I've been in the southeast United States has been in the great state of Florida. I've never been in Louisiana before, and I've been having quite a good time here in Baton Rouge.
So what's your take on Louisiana so far?
Yeah, what's my take on Louisiana so far? I have found everybody to be exceptionally friendly and easygoing. I went out the other night to what I believe is called the White Nights, White Night Lights celebration. And I have to say that I've never been at a street party where there are so many artists and musicians in a family-friendly environment. It was a real pleasure to be able to walk around, enjoy some of the great tastes of Louisiana. When you're in Louisiana, you got to eat. Food is one of the big exports, and more precisely, food is one of the things that you get to enjoy here in Baton Rouge and in Louisiana proper. Oh, and
picture to open. There's a saying in Louisiana, most people have to eat to live, right?
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah, most people have to live.
Yeah, the sustenance. You have to eat to live. So in Louisiana,
right,
we live to eat.
Live to eat. Yeah, I hear you. And I have been enjoying some great food and some great music. Have had the pleasure of entertaining while in town. I was asked by a gentleman if I would perform at his 9-year-old boy's birthday party. So I came to town. I actually got to work and earn some income and did a full-hour show over at the Highland Rec Center for a gentleman's son. Nico and the whole family were really, really wonderful. It was a birthday show. One of the things I do in addition to my strolling and close-up magic is I do stage magic, and stage magic is often for school assemblies or scouts or children's birthday parties. So there's a little bit of difference between what I would do for a children's gathering versus what I'll do in an adult environment like the Belle of Baton Rouge on Thanksgiving and last Thursday.
Well, we just want to invite people out and tell them to come out and have a good time with you and come out and meet and greet Topin, maybe get his autograph and take a picture with him or something, or, you know, whatever you feel like you got to do. But, hey, thank you, Topin, for being on the show. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me tonight, Henry Turner Jr., and it's always a pleasure to be part of your scene.
Thank you, bro. And we look forward to having you on again soon. And we'll definitely see you at the Bell on Thursday night. So stay right there, listen to some more music. And I want to say hello to all of our friends in Chicago and Texas that's listening in. And all of our friends over in Brussels, just kind of vibing, chiming
and
in.
Now,
hello to you,
ladies and gentlemen, your musical host, Henry Turner Jr.
You can take everything. You can have anything of mine. Let me see the old books one more time. So you can take everything. You can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old books one more time. Do you remember when? Do you remember? Been so long, but the memory's still there. So you can take everything. You can have everything of mine. Just Let me see the old folks one more time. Oh, you can take everything. You can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember fireplace blazing. I remember going to the outhouse. I remember putting oil in the lamps. And I remember Mama and Papa. See, I remember rabbit and squirrel on the stove. I remember sitting right there, picking my nose. I remember the hen house, the chickens on the yard. I remember, yes, I remember that back in law. You can take everything, you can have everything of mine. Let me see the old folks one more time. You can take everything. You can have anything of mine. Just let me see the old folks one more time. I remember me and my cousins running around. I remember on and off the things slowed down. I remember every time my knee hit the ground. Take a big time out, start back running around. See, I just want to see the old folks again. I would just like to see their faces again. I would just like to enjoy their spaces again. Yeah. You know, sitting by the open fireplace, logs crackling on the fire. The slop jar by the bed, Mama asking me questions about where I've been, what I've been doing. The summertime, Grandma in the garden. Great indeed, chopping wood. I remember, yeah.
Can you remember?
Got a question or comment? Let us hear from you. 646-652-4283. Again, that number is 646-652-4283. We'll be glad to hear from you.
When I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go, and I come to the end of my journey, I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And when I come to the end of my journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home. And I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Yes, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. Oh, I know what I know, what I know, what I know, what I know now. And when I come to the end of this journey, and I know that there's nowhere to go but home.
Once a day to ensure me, baby, or I might Our donation drive has begun, and we're asking for your help. We're planning more radio broadcasts and television programming to bring the music of Hit City Records to the forefront, and so people all over the world can enjoy our music. Make your commitment today by sending a donation. Make checks and money orders payable to Hit City Records, P.O. Box 64895, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70896. Or go to paypal.com and pay at henryturner@juno.com. For all donations over $50, please email us with your address so we can send you your very own Hit City Records t-shirt. Thank you.
Hit City Records. Golden Vibes.
A big button girl is gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah. Oh, my poor barrels and the big button girl. Well, when I was a little bitty boy, my mama told me you must bring a button toy. So all the ladies in my neighborhood. That's all right, baby boy, we know you're good. Telling you that a big butt girl's gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah, all my poor bearers with a big butt girl. I said that a big butt girl is gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah, all my poor bearers with a big butt girl. Told me one day one of these girls gonna come to you. It's alright, that's what I want. Telling you, big butt girl's gonna carry me to my grave. Yeah, yeah. All my poor bearers with the big butt girl. Oh yeah. Now that I am a full grown man, last will and testament has been. Telling you that a big button girl is gonna carry me to my grave. Yes, they are. All my pallbearers with a big button girl. Yes, I said that a big button girl is gonna carry me to my grave.
Well. The story that I'm about to tell you is about a little fat baby. I mean, she was so fine at one time, I mean, she nearly blew my mind. But then the young girl used to start sitting around the table and ignoring everything. She just kept her face inside of a plate. And so I'm singing this song out to all the fat babies in the house tonight, dedicating it to you and you.